Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving a moment,
dress
like a $1 million,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Okay, today, you know, this week I just been on it. So today is no different. What I'm trying to do, I'm telling you, I've just reinvigorated myself. I'm more determined to share the principles of success. I'm more determined to help and guide and teach as many people as I can the things that I've learned. And I mean, man, I've been through it. I have really been through it. I kid you not. You know, I used to say, okay, God, you know, why is all this happening to me? But as I gotten older, I understand that was the ingredients. I needed the ingredients to be this cake. I needed all those ingredients stirred up. I need all of that different flavors, the stuff that I didn't think tastes so good. All that stuff had to come into the bowl in order for me to get to where I am today. As much as I did not like the taste of the ingredients, little did I know God was making this cake, not me. But what he did was, and you've heard the old saying, God could turn lemons into lemonade. Well, that's what he was doing. Now, at the time, it all had a little funky lemonade, lemony flavor to it with some other stuff in it, too. I didn't care for it, but little did I know that I needed everything that happened to happen to me in the exact order that it happened and the exact array of things that happened for me to have the knowledge I have today, the experience, the attitude. But so I could turn around and share that information. Okay, got that out the way? I've learned this. This is what I want to give to you today. I want you to understand something. That discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You've heard me say this how many times on the show? Okay, here we go again, Steve. I got it. Faith without works is dead. But let me tell you something. To be a hard worker, you got to be disciplined. That's one of the hardest lessons I'm trying to get through to my sons. That an undisciplined man is headed to a life of just, I can't even tell you, man. You're going to throw yourself down a cliff if you're not a young man or a man that possesses discipline. Because they got something for undisciplined people. They got some street laws for undisciplined people. And they got some federal laws and state laws for undisciplined people. See, that's why them signs is outside on the freeway. We're going to let you go fast, but 70 is the limit. 70 fast enough, really. Really, if you're disciplined enough of a person to leave your house at the time you're supposed to leave your house, 70 miles per hour is absolutely enough. But if you're an undisciplined person, if you don't have the wherewithal to leave your house on time, to get ready to go where you want to go, see, the desire is where you want to go. The discipline is how you get there. You know, you understand, you can want to go to see your family in California all you want, but the flight leaves at 1:18. You leave your house at 12:30. They told you you must check in 1 hour before your flight. Now, if you ain't got the discipline to get to the airport to check in 1 hour before your flight, leaving your house 45 minutes before the flight departs, what you think gonna happen? Your desire to go see your family in L.A. is going to be thwarted because you lack the discipline to prepare yourself and get yourself ready to do the things that you have to do to make your desires come true. I'm telling you, discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can write down a list of stuff you want to do all day, but if you don't produce and show the discipline necessary to get there, what you think gonna happen? Huh? Okay, I want to be rich. Okay, I want to make $400,000 a year. Okay, I want to be the best player that there is. Okay, but you don't want practice. See, the cat that's disciplined enough to show up at practice, the shooting jumpers when everybody going home, that's the guy that's going to be the best. The guy that puts us, that's never late for practice. The guy that studied the playbook, that's the guy that's going to make it. That's the guy that's going to make it. Not the guy that's talking crack. I'm talking that smack. I'm going to make the Pro Bowl. I'm going to make the All-Star team. I'm going to be All-American. That's just what you're saying. Hey, you know, you can say a lot of stuff, but discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. So now let's talk about this discipline. What is that really, Steve? That's your work ethic. That's your hunger. That's your will. That's what you do. That's how hard you're willing to demonstrate. See, it's a live demonstration now. Discipline is how hard you're willing to demonstrate the attributes and the traits to be what you want to be. Did you hear me? It is your willingness to conduct yourself in a manner that is above and beyond what they say is necessary. Okay, let me see if I can come up with an example for that. See, I was watching the NFL combines on TV. Now, this is a good example right here. Now, you can want to be in the NFL all you want, but they got this thing called the NFL combines where they bring in some of the top players at every position to come in, and they're going to run a 40-yard dash. They're going to do a standing broad jump. They're going to do a standing vertical leap. They're going to do drills. Running drills, cutting drills. They can determine if a linebacker got stiff hips by making him backpedal, point him in one direction, and throw the football in another direction. How does he turn his body? Now, you can say, you can tell everybody at your college you want to play pro football. You can tell everybody at your high school. You can tell them in Pee Wee you want to play pro football. But they got tests for you, though. It's called the combines. Now, you get out here and you have a bad combine day, ain't nobody trying to hear that. See, let me tell you how excuses don't work with people when they just trying to get when they trying to win. In the NFL, the fact that you had a bad day at the combine and you don't run your best 40s and you keep telling them you could do better, they don't want to hear that. Because see, what ain't nobody going to pay you for is to play on Sunday, and that's one of your bad days. Now, we paying you to play on Sundays. But because you keep having these bad days, because you ain't disciplined enough to put in the work to make sure that your maximum can be called upon at any time. Now, you at the combine with some slow times, that go on your record. You at the combine, you don't jump as high as you did when you was at the gym class. Well, hold up, man. This is show day. Now, in the NFL, Sunday is show day. What they can't run the risk of is paying you your money and your bad day happen to be on Sundays after we done cut your check. No, no, no. We looking for people who limit them bad days, who got the discipline to work hard, to make an effort for it. You understand what I'm saying to you folks? Please understand this. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can want it all you want, but if you ain't working, if you ain't grinding, if you ain't gritting your teeth, if you ain't hurting, if you ain't sweating real bad, if you always somewhere got to chill, you got to have a cold one, you got to smoke one, you got to do all them things. Can I tell you something? You ain't going to make it. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from listening all around the world, you are listening to the greatest morning show in the land. Today's show is dedicated to Tommy and anybody else that's stupid.
Big, show. Congratulations, Tommy. This is your day.
Woo-hoo. Let's get it.
Your day, baby. Tommy and anybody else that's stupid. Now, am I calling you stupid? No, I'm not. But if this has applied to you or offended you, this is probably for you.
Yeah.
What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Steve. Happy stupid day.
Yeah, Carla.
Hey, Steve. What's up? Happy Friday. What's up, crew?
Junior.
Morning up.
Yep. And the man who is all dedicated to, Nephew Tommy.
Private first class stupid reporting his audit, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
Four-star general.
Yeah, what? You got to be a first class.
You ain't first class. No, partner. You're the top of the military.
Yeah.
You got bars, badges, sharpshooter emblems, everything. You the most decorated.
Right. He trying like he just got enlisted.
Yeah. Private first class, like you just come out of boot camp with your stupid ass.
Friday, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah, so the cleanup has begun in the country. Still praying for people. So many people have been displaced. So you got to remember, folks, even though the waters are starting to, you know,
recede,
still a lot of displaced people. Mm-hmm. But, man, don't forget about the people in the Caribbean, y'all, because they really were wiped out. I was looking at St. Thomas, man. It's gone.
Yeah.
I forgot to speak to fool number two.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, coming loud and late. But anyway, my buddy IQ, I was talking to him a couple of times, and now the phone service is down. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been tough, man. It's been really, really tough for a lot of people in the Caribbean, man. St. Thomas is wiped out.
St. Martin is gone, man.
St. Martin is gone.
It's unbelievable.
Real bad. Not gone, but it's really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they were doing a thing last night on Anderson Cooper 360. It looks so barren because all the leaves are gone.
Yeah.
But, you know, your home is gone. So,
like they were saying yesterday, they said water everywhere, but not any to drink.
Not any
they
to
need
drink.
Drinking water.
Right.
Yeah. And that's bad.
And what they're doing is they're going, the water is contaminated, so they're going to get that water, like in buckets and stuff, and using that to flush their toilets and stuff like that. So it's a dire situation.
To kick in, right?
Yeah, it's diseases, snakes, alligators, and all that stuff in the water down there, man.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Wow. Dire situation. Yeah. It really, really is.
So, you know, there's still work to be done, but as people start to, you know, put their lives back together, go back down to the Keys and see what's left. I saw a group down in the Keys, jumped in the water and was swimming and had a beer.
Yeah.
They just said, hey, it's toe up down here, but we're going to get it back to what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And that's just the spirit of some people, man. The human spirit is incredibly resilient. So y'all keep your head up. Keep looking for the bright side. All right?
All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
Something funny with none of your darn business coming up. It's stupid day. Hey!
I like it. It's dedicated to Tommy and all the stupid people.
Stupid people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. This segment is called None of Your Darn Business. Jay, please explain.
Okay, it's very easy. You need to stay out of other people's business. You see something going on that don't bother you, that don't concern you, basically, ain't none of your damn business.
Ain't none of your damn business. For instance.
You see somebody steal somebody's order at Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
You know, just take it right on the end, you know, where they put the order, and they take it. That ain't your damn business.
But they put your names on the
cup. That's hell anyway.
They put your names on the cup.
They got away.
Yeah, you don't know what that person going through. Let them have that coffee. They got some more back there.
It's $14 a cup anyway. Let them have that coffee. Yeah.
They called your name. Yeah, you know that's not your name.
Your name is on the cup.
Don't give a damn.
It don't change inside the cup.
Right.
No. Yeah. It don't.
Right. And it ain't but an 8-cent loss to Starbucks.
Write it off.
Mm. Oh, really?
Just gonna write it off.
What you got?
I'll
tell you what. You know, if it's the 15th.
Uh-huh.
And you go to your mailbox,
uh-huh,
and you see somebody else opening somebody else's checks.
Yeah,
that ain't none of your damn
business. How does that concern you?
That is none of your damn business.
What you got to do with that?
I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know it's the 15th. You know the check coming. Now he told me he gonna take the money. Now he did.
Yeah. What you got, Tommy? What you got?
You can't be taking people.
You at the mall.
Uh huh.
Get on the mic.
You see your best friend's wife.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Switch cars.
Yeah.
She get out of her car and get in another car and they drive off. That ain't none of my damn
business. How's that your business?
That ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, she might be test driving. I don't know what she's doing.
But it's your best friend, though. You're not going to say anything?
We still best friends.
that's how we going to stay.
Yeah, we still best friends.
That ain't your business. Stay out other people's business. You got one thing?
Wow.
Yeah, this has happened to me before.
Uh-huh.
If I'm standing in line at the bank,
uh-huh,
and I go up there, And I give her a withdrawal slip.
Uh-huh.
And she give me too much money.
Right.
Uh-huh. That is none of my damn business.
Count your blessings and go home.
Yeah,
don't go, excuse me.
You're going to get into a whole lot. Now you that extra time. Walk away, and that ain't your business.
I hate to say it. That's stealing.
Okay.
No, that's not stealing. You gave it to me.
The money was given to him.
But it's not your money.
It is once he gets it in
Shirley,
his hand.
I didn't slide her a note. I slid her a withdrawal slip.
Yeah.
All that's legal. Now, how much you put in there,
that's
none of my business.
Not at all.
Now, if it's not enough, it's my business.
You can get fired.
If it's too much,
nobody's business.
I'm going to spend it before you find it.
This is a good one right here. You at work, and you know one of your coworkers' arms is humming. I mean, kicking, smoking.
Yeah.
That ain't your business.
No.
Just don't sit next to him.
Yeah, get away from him.
I think that ain't your business.
Yeah, point your fan towards they cheek.
That's all you got to do.
None
of your business why they fucking.
They going through something. Yeah. Just like that coffee stealer. Yeah. They going through something.
You wouldn't say anything.
He over there smelling like hot garbage.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yeah. You wouldn't slide some deodorant or perfume over there. You wouldn't do that.
They ain't
going
to use it. They ain't going to use it.
Y'all wouldn't say anything.
No.
The funky one don't know they funky. That's
when you in the parking lot and you see somebody back into another car. And I'm talking about hit it good. But then they look up and see you.
Uh-huh.
Saw them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They ain't none of your damn business. Go to the store.
And they drive off.
Yeah, go to the store.
You be writing down nothing.
You wouldn't get their license plate number. You forgot to leave your information. That ain't none of their business.
You wouldn't get their license plate number.
You wrong license plate. Now your ass going to be in the witness protection program.
Call the police.
No, you don't call nobody. You don't call nobody.
You go in the store. Get what you came for.
Tommy, what you got, man?
Oh, my God.
I'm at a dinner table, but the dinner table next to me got about 8 people at it having dinner.
Uh-huh.
They didn't order wine and everything. I know the waiter from the rack up a big tip.
Uh-huh.
They leave $200 on the table for the waiter. The bus boy come by and slide the $200 in his pocket and look at me. And I just threw both my hands up. That ain't none of my damn business right there. That ain't none of my damn business,
dog.
That
was not his money.
That wasn't, but you know, he done got tied.
Yeah.
He ain't moved up to waiter yet. He tied.
He been busting them tables, man, seeing all that money on that table. Yeah, he's tired of it.
You had a football game.
Uh-huh.
You in the middle of the row.
Right.
Yeah.
Hot dogs here.
Uh-huh.
A man, 6 people down, ordered a hot dog. The hot dog get passed. Before it get to the man, somebody else eat it.
Uh-uh.
That ain't your damn business.
That ain't my business.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Hit two people short.
Then bit into it. You know it's going down
that
other man.
You know the dude way at the end wants that hot dog.
Now, he done already bit into it. What? Yeah. The hot dog man got to make another.
How that concern you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's none of your business, huh?
He ain't wrong for that.
I know.
Not wrong at all. All right. I got one more.
Come on, Jay.
You at 7-Eleven, right? Mm-hmm. You're in the back where they have the drinks.
Yeah.
Sodas, right? Uh-huh. You see somebody, get a drink, drink it, get a drink. Drink it.
Yeah.
Get another drink. Drink it.
Yeah,
then they go up to the counter with a full cup.
Right.
Say, I had one soda.
Right.
How does that concern you?
Not at all.
Because he's down three in the back.
Yeah. Not at all.
Open all three of them.
That
not
ain't
at
got
all.
Nothing to do with you.
That has
mind your own damn business, man.
You're not going to tell the guy at the cash register. You're not going to say anything.
All right, Jay.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Stay out.
I got one more for you, Jay.
You got one, Tommy?
You number three in line at the ATM machine.
Mm-hmm.
One guy lead, a second guy step up.
Okay.
It says on the screen, would you like another transaction? Which means the last guy did not clear out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't finish his transaction. So this man go back in this man's bank account and get $200-$300, and I'm watching him. But that ain't none of my damn business.
What? How does that concern you?
That does not.
That's grown folk business. You don't need to be involved with that.
I have seen that happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Stealing.
So when you see other people doing stuff that they got
not really.
Do,
you kind of left your bank account open, really. You know, not
before
really
you get
stealing.
Yourself involved.
Yeah.
Before you get hurt.
They have cameras.
Most of the stuff that ain't your business will get you hurt.
It definitely
will. All right. Coming up next, the nephews run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have today's headlines. But right now, it is time for the nephew and run that prank back.
We're going to run that prank back, Shirley. That's what we're going to do.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to sound like
your kid is too fat.
Oh.
Your baby too fat.
Oh.
Well, you got sometimes you gotta tell people. You gotta look them in the eye and you gotta say it. Your baby too fat.
Who you call fat?
Shut up, Jay.
Your baby too fat.
Stupid Friday.
Run that prank back.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Kathy, please.
This is her.
Hi, Kathy. This is Kirby. I'm actually the owner at the daycare, Mines Daycare, where your son comes.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you are familiar with my wife, Benita.
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Oh, how's our little Devon? How's he doing?
He's good. He's laying down taking a nap.
Okay. You guys been coming here, I guess, about a year now, right?
Yeah, since he was one.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to give you a call. I'm looking at some information. How is Devon doing at home? Is he eating properly at home?
When you say eating, what do you mean?
I mean, is he getting meals every time he's supposed to get them while he's at home?
Yeah. He eats. He's doing pretty good.
Okay, now there's no situation where you guys may be a shortage of food or anything like that, are you?
Wait a minute. Shortage of food? No, sir. My husband works real good. We don't have a problem with a shortage of food. Is there a problem with him?
Well, you know, we're looking at the records, and Lil Devon is two.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the comparison of two-year-olds? The majority of two-year-olds in comparison to, I guess I should say size, in comparison to Devon's size?
You mean like in body weight, body size? Yeah, I mean, he's a little tall, you know. He wasn't a small child when he was born. He was 10 pounds, but no, he's on the scale of right where he should be. He's just a little, you know, taller because his daddy is tall, but he's doing
okay. You don't think he's anywhere in the ballpark of obesity?
At two, you mean fat?
I mean, I didn't want to be blunt, but Miss Kathy, you're. I mean, your son's.
Let me just say, on a Sunday, I'm relaxing, and we talking about. You think my son is a little overweight, or what? What's the problem?
Well, I mean, I think he's fat. You know, and the problem I'm having here is that I'm noticing the records of everything as
far as... Wait. We need to back up to you think he's fat. I've never spoken to you. Mr. Kirby, is that what you said?
My name is Kirby.
Okay, so every morning that I drop him off for a year and I give my daycare money, Miss Benita has never said anything about his eating habits. So you're telling me that you think my son is fat? Do you deal with him on a daily basis?
I don't deal with him on a daily basis. What I'm looking at is records that are showing me that he's eating way more than the rest of anybody at the daycare. And not only that, he's drinking probably a gallon of milk a day.
A gallon of milk. Y'all only get snacks two times a day, and he's there only for breakfast and lunch. And how in the hell is he drinking a gallon of milk? And if he is drinking a gallon of milk, do you need me to drink a gallon?
I'm blown away by this, ma'am, but all I know is this.
No, I'm blown away by this because you calling me on a Sunday calling my damn child fat. That's the problem. And your wife has never said a damn thing. Never has she said one thing to me in a year when she collected my damn daycare money. She ain't said my son is eating y'all at a house and home.
Okay, well, you know, my wife's a different person, and she tries to be cordial with everyone.
Well, she's the one who deals with me, Mr. Kirby. I've never met you. Never met you, especially on a Sunday.
Well, the reason why I'm calling you on a Sunday, ma'am, is that I know tomorrow you're going to be trying to drop your son off.
I am going to drop him off.
That's kind of the reason why I'm calling you. Now, here's
what
we can do. There's two alternatives here. Either you can keep him at home.
No, I'm not keeping him at home. My husband works, and I work. I'm dropping my damn son off at 6:30 like I do every morning.
Okay, ma'am, listen. If we can't get him at the regular
weight
that
he needs
to be at.
You might want to get Ms. Benita on this call, because obviously you ain't the one that need to be talking to me. Because if you're not there every day, and I deal with your wife.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that your son is too big to be.
His fat is coming every morning, if that's the case. And if he's eating at a house and home, I'll send him some extra. But what I pay my money for is what you're going to feed him for. Two full meals and two snacks. And if he need extra, I'll put some in his bag.
But he's drinking a gallon of milk a day.
I don't care. There's no way possible that he can drink a gallon of milk a day.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't want you to have to stop bringing your son in.
And I'm not.
Here's my second alternative. I will put him on a diet, okay? I'll give him an apple in the day.
You ain't no damn doctor. Are you from the health food program?
Ma'am, I will give him an apple and a glass of water in the morning, and I'll give him an apple and a glass of water in the evening, and then you guys can feed him when he gets home.
You must be certified in the food program, especially if you're sitting up here telling me my damn son is going on a diet, and he's not drinking no water and no apple. He needs a full snack. If the other kids is having an apple and water, then that's what you better be serving him. But if that ain't the case, then hell no, he better get the full snack. So if that's graham crackers and apple juice, well, damn it, that's what my son better be getting. And if he want extra, he better get it.
Ma'am, listen, all I'm trying to tell you is your son drank too much. He drinks too much milk on a daily basis.
Whoa. You need to back the I know you did not cuss at me.
I did not cuss at you. No. I caught myself.
You
I'm trying to cuss at me.
Let me tell you one thing. You ain't got to worry about it. We don't have nothing else to talk about. My husband, me, your wife, and everybody that works at that damn daycare better be there in the morning because at 6:30, we going to be there. And my son, he's coming all week, and he going to eat all week. If he want 2 gallons of milk, he gonna drink it. If he want 2 plates of food, he gonna get it. Cause I tell you what, we pay damn good money to come to that daycare. So,
let me explain something. If you gonna bring your child up there, then I'm gonna have to put him on some Slim Fast. Now, I will put your child on Slim Fast. I was trying not to
give
go to this perspective, but I will.
Fast. Give him some Slim Fast, and you gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. I'm gonna whoop your and whoever gave it to him. Whoever gave it to him, they gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. All them little kids better have some Slim Fast. If he getting some, he better eat whatever they eating. If they eating steak, well, damn it, he better have some, too.
If we had steak, he'd probably eat the whole damn cow.
I pay for it, but he better not get no Slim Fast. I will shut it the down about my child.
Okay, I got something else you need to know about your son.
What the else do I need to know besides you think my son is overweight? What the else can you tell me today?
I need to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
What the did you just say? What the did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
I'm gonna beat that to death. She know I don't play about my damn son at all. That's my only son. I don't play about him. I'm going to be there. Is she there?
Can she hear me?
Baby. It's on after this. It's on.
It's on.
It is on.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's on. I'm whooping. It's on. I hope you can hear me. Wherever you at laughing, it's on.
Stupid enough for you.
But Tommy.
This is it.
You did not tell your uncle that Janet Jackson came to see the play.
I did.
Where in the world? Janet Jackson going to see Tommy? How'd that sound?
Did you say you
came
lying?
To see Johnny, fool.
It was
Tito probably was Janet.
For real.
It was Janet. Mm.
So tell him what happened, Tommy.
Did you get a picture?
I didn't want to feel like a groupie, unk, so I didn't ask for no picture.
You don't. You didn't get a picture.
You are a groupie.
I didn't.
So you telling us she there, and you didn't get a picture?
You don't have no proof.
I'll be there.
Can we call Johnny?
Go ahead and call him.
If it's my day, we gonna call Johnny, and Johnny will tell y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is a serious story out of Chicago. A young lady named Kanika Jenkins. She's 19 years old, and like I said, she's from Chicago. She was discovered dead inside a walk-in freezer at a hotel on Sunday morning, a day after she disappeared from a party she went to with friends. Police believe that Ms. Jenkins was likely drunk and went into the freezer and died inside. A spokesperson for the medical examiner's office said it was not initially clear whether foul play was suspected, but an autopsy was done on Sunday. The exact cause of Jenkins' death has not been determined as of yet, and yet that has not kept thousands and thousands of online commenters from accusing and making threats against people they think set Jenkins up and then attacked her. Much of the speculation is based on a live stream video on Facebook that was apparently broadcast from a hotel room shortly before Ms. Jenkins disappeared. Now, for the hotel surveillance video, Jenkins is seen to be intoxicated near the front desk at 4 a.m. Her friends called her mother to say they lost track of her at the hotel. There is so much more to this story, and police have not ruled anything out. Authorities said it could be weeks before we know exactly how Ms. Jenkins died, and they have warned that inaccurate information is going around. Discussions on social media, many are partly blaming her friends. Was she sexually assaulted? According to the Chicago Tribune, this is a conversation that parents have tried to have with teenagers since the beginning of time, and one that young people are all too often
That's
ignore.
Really sad.
Yeah.
That's really, really sad. Yeah, I feel horrible. Yeah. For her parents, and her
exactly.
real friends, and for her. I mean, this is the first time hearing of it, too. I haven't.
Yeah.
I've just been working, so this is the first time hearing of it. This is horrible, man. I mean, young people, man, we have got to be more alert. And I know you get tired of hearing your parents telling you this. Watch yourself. Be careful who you're running with. Mama, I got it. But sometimes, man, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah,
it just is, man. And I implore young people to be mindful, you know, especially when you're drinking. Listen, this is what I have to tell all my sons. If you're drinking and you feel something, that's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. Don't stop drinking, because the rest of it that you've been swallowing ain't even in the blood system yet. So if you're drinking and you feel something and you go, I just want to be a little bit more buzzed, all you got to do is stop, because what you done just swallowed ain't even got in the blood system yet. You're going to be a little bit more buzzed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't understand, man, that this drinking, man, just leads to just
bad decisions.
So,
bad.
Much,
so many bad
man.
Decisions.
I
right?
feel so yeah. badly for this girl,
man,
and her,
it's
her
so
parents.
Sad,
and her.
Steve.
She's so,
so
young, 19
man,
years
you know,
old.
In a horrible way. You
and
know?
People yeah. know when you're drinking and when they can take advantage of you, mm-hmm. and that's what they prey on. So yeah, you have to be mm-hmm. on your guard.
Yeah, and another thing, too, friends, when you go out together, stay together.
Yeah.
Just party together. Yeah. Don't let your girl go off with a guy or a group alone. Nah, girl, where you going? What you doing? No, we came together. We stay together, we go home together.
Absolutely.
That has to be your motto.
Yep.
You know. That's so sad.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, our prayers are for the Jenkins family. This is such a sad story, and we'll keep you updated.
So, hey, also, everybody, let's not forget, you know, the water is what, Shirley? What's the water doing?
Receding, Steve.
It's receding.
Mm-hmm. How you spell recede, Shirley?
It don't matter. You can't say it. Tommy, you don't need that word in your vocabulary, and neither do I. Right.
Okay.
Just let that go, because you're about to start a whole nother.
Steve, this is his day. Don't be too harsh on him.
Well, that's what, but he's doing it, though.
He's doing
I dedicated
what?
This day to Tommy and all other stupid people, and he just show up.
This is his day.
I mean, he's doing it. So, Shirley, what I'm supposed to just allow it to flow?
Well, you gave him the day.
You know, but you can't let stupidity just run rampant.
Stupid.
You can't do it.
Stupid Why? Is how we eat. That's how we eat. So
we were talking about,
the water
you know,
has
also
receding.
The water is receding. Mm-hmm. And but there is still the damage and the aftermath of Irma is immense, man. The cleanup is just beginning. People are just going back now to see what's left, what they can salvage, if anything. Mm-hmm. Most things are just completely gone. It's just a test of the human spirit. I was watching Anderson Cooper, and this black woman and her daughter. She was just crying because her daughter wanted some water, and she couldn't give her no water.
Yeah.
You know, and like Jay was saying, man, they don't have drinking water. Mm-mm. All the leaves are gone.
In the Caribbean.
St. Thomas, the island is wiped out. It's wiped out. St. Martin is wiped out. That other island starts with a B. I can't pronounce it.
Barbuda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wiped out.
Completely.
I mean, it's gone, folks.
Yeah.
You know, and now one lady
I heard
just,
Puerto Rico is taking some of the people from the Caribbean
they took
in.
It too,
Yeah, they're taking people like off their cruise ship and everything. Mm-hmm. They went over there and picked up 2,000 people, but that's, you know, they're taking people, but taking the people where? You know, they're using them on that cruise ship. They're going to put them in some hotels. Yeah. But now that stifles what, you know,
they lost everything. I know what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm.
Man, you just dropped off.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking about here you are now. Here you are now. What? Mm-hmm. No job, no income, no savings, no bank account. You can't get your money.
Because where they were is gone. Where the banks and the hotels and all that stuff is gone. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, friend to the show, family member to the show, Johnny Gill is on the line, and we're going to talk to him right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have some information. We were talking earlier about Tommy and his play Mama's Boy and how Janet Jackson came by. No one believes him.
First of all, Tommy don't do nothing. It's like, I'm the one that's...
I'm confused.
Don't worry about it.
I'm ready to sing. Because you didn't do your intro, huh?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it. Just Steve, will you introduce Johnny Gill? He's calling in and he'll set the record straight. What Tommy ain't telling y'all is Janet Jackson liked Eugene in the show. She didn't say a damn thing about Tommy.
So he is lying then.
Hold on, wait. So you know Johnny Gill?
Yes, I know Johnny.
Okay. Okay, so where is he now?
He's on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, put your hands together. One of the greatest crooners in the world.
Yes.
A voice that you do not want to miss. The one and only Johnny Gill.
Johnny!
What's happening?
Hey, man. Johnny, I'm sorry.
You're crazy.
Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Johnny. I don't know how you got drugged into this with some damn Eugene. But how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Johnny ass just be laughing.
He laugh at everything, man.
Johnny be
He's
laughing.
He's an easy laugh.
You all are stupid. That's why.
Something is wrong with you.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny, first of all, how the play going, man?
Man, it is going awesome. We've been having a great time.
Who's the best in the play, Tommy or Eugene?
I'm going to have to go with Tommy.
Yeah. That's what we needed to hear. Thank you, Lord.
We were made to finish
Lord.
This show.
Man.
You said Eugene?
Boy,
oh, my God.
Boy, we'd have been in a hell of a hole. Hey, Johnny, so who do you play in the play?
I play Kevin, the horrible daddy, but I make it up at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, got to, because we don't want to see
Let me tell you, Jan came the other night. Janet.
Says, well, just tell, hold up, slow down, Jan. Jan came.
That means he knows it for real.
They're friends. Yeah.
So who are you referring to, Johnny?
Jan.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Jan?
Yeah. See, that's when you're really cool with somebody. Jan came the other night. So she really came to the show.
Yeah. She came. She came out. She really, really enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, after the show, or she came back during intermission, and she says, Johnny, that Tommy is freaking hilarious. She says, everybody's so awesome. And so afterwards, we were getting ready to leave after the show was done. And she goes, I want to say hi and tell him how great he was.
Aww.
Yeah. And so when Tommy walked in, I said, Dan just said, you suck. But it was awesome. And we've been having a great time, man. This has been so much
Johnny,
fun.
Hey, Johnny, hang on one second, man. We're going to go to break. Okay. We're going to come right back, man. This is good. Okay. Johnny Gill, when we come back, folks. Way better than Eugene's segment.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Our special guest today is the one and only Johnny Gill. He's starring in the play Mama's Boy. Tommy's in the play. And you just called in to verify that, yes, Jan was actually there.
Which was a surprise phone call because we don't believe nothing Eugene says. Nothing.
I actually believe this one.
Well, John, I only believe it because Johnny confirmed.
Here's the kicker. We almost had a double whammy, but Tyler had to go to the thing for that Houston, for Houston. Oh, but man. Tyler came in with us, and he was going to try to stay and check the show out, too. So you had Jan and Tyler.
Wow.
Yeah, we was having a blast.
Yeah, but ain't one of them fine. Ain't but one of them fine, show. So. Tyler come up
here
all
the time.
What you
trying to say about Madea?
Yeah, Madea don't really do nothing for me either.
Let me tell y'all, man, Johnny been singing the light side, Uncle Steve. He, that boy there, man. Oh, my God. You talking about bringing the curtain down at halftime?
That's what
this boy bringing the curtain down. Mm-hmm. No, every woman is on their feet.
Yeah, Shirley's exactly right. He doing what he was
born to do.
This boy is insane.
Oh, thank you.
For real.
Thank you. I have fun. It's fun, man. Every night, I just have fun. But every night I approach it like, you know, that's what I do when I put the mic in my hand. Anytime I open my mouth, period, it's like I do it like it's my last. But I'm, you know, I just, because I enjoy it.
Wow.
And
that's
they don't
great,
have to pay
man.
Me. Well, let me change that.
Wait, what?
Shut your mouth.
They don't have to pay me. Well, hold on. Now you got to pay me for this. I would do it for nothing.
I caught myself.
Yeah, hey, Johnny, what'd you say? I would do it for nothing, but not if I don't have to.
Hey, Johnny, since we have you on the line, you have anything to say about J. Anthony Brown's murdering your hits?
I told Jay that he's going to have to talk to my lawyer.
Oh!
I told Jay, I've warned him. I've been warned him several times. I told him to have to talk to my lawyer.
That's right.
Hey, y'all.
You know what's crazy about Jay now? Jay can really sing. Have y'all ever noticed that?
Yeah.
Oh, really good.
He's committed when he does.
Did you hear that? Huh? Did you hear what the man said?
Mm-mm, I missed it.
Say it again, Jay. You know who told me that? Jan told me the same damn thing.
Jan. You know I like that, Jay.
Jan said the same thing. You can sing, Jay. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Next time you talk to Jan, who I've been calling Janet all these years,
right.
I done put in a plea for her.
She needs to come on the show.
I done put in a plea for it. I had to send a video to her for her to come on the show. So put a word in for your boy, and I'm giving you an open invitation. Anytime you want to come, and if you by chance wants to bring them damn boys with you.
Because,
when they was on my other talk show, let me tell you something, man.
Killed it.
Let me tell you something, man. Them boys right there.
Fire.
They still
killed. We're getting ready to make the announcement for the tour in about probably within a week to two at the most.
Really?
We're starting in November. We're going to make that announcement. Tickets going on sale, and we're going to do all that. And what better place to do it than over there with you? And with Dan. I got you. I promise you. Done deal. We're going to figure out how to make it happen.
Me and Jan, y'all, me and Johnny got you with Jan. Don't worry about it. Me and Johnny
got you
with Jan.
And we can make the announcement on the talk show.
I'm coming to work in my New Edition outfit. I'm going to be the seventh member.
I'm going to come out in a Rhythm Nation outfit. Hey, Johnny Gill, thank you so much, man.
I
appreciate
love
the love, man. And we will see you at Sand and Soul in about a month, man.
That's right. We're ready to get it on.
All right, Johnny Gill, everybody.
Okay. Bye,
love,
Johnny. Bye.
Love you, how you pulled that off, huh?
I still don't believe it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter. But right now, it's time for the nephew's prank phone call. Nephew Tommy, what you got?
Tombstone.
Huh?
Everybody gonna need one. Tombstone. Yep. Mm. Tombstone. Y'all figured out what y'all want wrote on y'all's. Tombstone.
No.
It ain't really
thought. Yeah, giving it much thought right now.
Y'all ain't
too busy
thought about
living.
I want to have kept it pimping on me.
Sunrise and sunset.
Kept it pimping.
Tombstone.
Told you I was sick. I like that.
That's what you like, Jay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mine, Jay, mine gonna have, I'm in here naked. I'm in
mine
here
gonna
naked.
Say that last crisis got me.
Oh, Junior, that's sad.
Yeah, that's pretty funny right there. That's pretty funny
right there. What's wrong with y'all?
That is not funny. Did you,
one crisis, 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Shirley, what's wrong with them?
I don't know. I don't know.
Shirley, Shirley, what you going to say? I got some red
know.
Bottoms on.
Shirley,
I got some
Shirley.
Red
Jay,
bottoms
Jay,
on.
You ought to put on yours.
He loved.
Just a little 2 minute donut. Yeah. Should have just ate four.
You know what I'm gonna put on mine?
Come on, what?
Still like white women.
White booty.
Oh, Shirley Carla. Y'all gotta have something
I
on
said.
Y'all.
She loved.
Oh, she loved.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Shirley, y'all's gonna say, I didn't even see this coming.
No, I'm too bougie to be dead.
I don't know,
dead and bougie.
Chilling. Chilling.
Dead and bougie.
Dead and bougie. Bad and bougie.
I'm not
R.I.P.
dead. Passed on.
That is terrible.
All right, here it is. Here's a prank. Tombstone.
Funeral home. It's Kendrick.
Hey, man, we got a problem with this funeral home. Let me ask y'all something. Look, y'all done messed around and put the wrong name on my auntie tombstone as well as the date, and we got a problem we got to get rectified, man. Y'all got
Hold on, man. Calm down. First of all, what is your name?
My name is Reggie, man, but y'all, I can't understand a funeral home making these kind of mistakes. You know, that don't make no sense. How long have y'all even been in the business to be doing something like this?
So this is a family business. We've been doing this 40-plus years.
Why y'all making mistakes like this, man?
What's the problem? What's the mistake? What mistake you think we made?
Okay, look, man. We buried my auntie 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Rosetta.
Okay.
All right? Where you spell her name is R-O-S-E-T-T-A. Y'all got R-O-Z-E-T-T-A.
Uh-huh.
And she was born June 8, 1948. Y'all got August 6, 1948. Y'all got the dates mixed up, and y'all got her name mixed up. And what we ain't finna do is have my auntie arrested in peace with the wrong stuff on her tombstone. That don't make no sense, man.
Calm down. Bro, you keep yelling at me. I can't. There's no way I can help you if you're yelling at me.
Well, fix the problem then, man.
Well, I can check the paperwork. I can check the paperwork and see what the problem is now. If you gave me the wrong information, your family gave me the wrong information, then we just put down what we was given. And if we got to change something, we'll change it, but it's going to cost you some more money.
Hold on. Y'all ain't, we're not paying another damn dime to that funeral. Not another damn dime. The stuff's going to get changed on this damn tombstone, and we're not paying for nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you this here.
I'm saying we can help you out. I can help you, but if you gave me the wrong information, that's on you. I didn't do that. That's on you.
We didn't give you the wrong information. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. What is your name?
Funeral.
What is your name?
My name is Kendrick.
Okay, Kendrick. Let me tell you something. If this don't get changed by tonight, me and some of my cousins are finna come out there and start digging up bodies.
Y'all not coming over here and digging up nothing. Y'all, this is my family. You gonna disrespect my family and come over here and you gonna dig up what?
We are gonna dig up some bodies if y'all don't if y'all don't get this rectified on my hand tombstone.
It's not gonna be none of that. I'm not having you coming over here. We gonna fix the problem. I'm gonna check the paperwork, and I can get back to you. That's what I can do. But you ain't digging up nothing.
If y'all ain't fix this thing on my head tombstone by this evening, me and my cousin is coming out there digging up some of them damn dead bodies until y'all get this damn thing fixed.
Ain't gonna be nobody coming over here.
Wait a minute.
Listen. Hold on. See.
What?
Now I'm getting excited too. Calm, man. Let me just talk to you like a man. Listen. What I'm saying to you is that the family fills out the paperwork, puts the name and the birth date on there. If it is incorrect, it has to be fixed. I have to call the man out here to fix it. And that's going to cost some money. I have to pay him. But all I'm saying is, if that is the case, if the paperwork is incorrect, it's not on us, and I'm going to have to charge you a little extra money just so I can get it taken care of.
I'm not going to get charged nothing. We ain't got no more money, man. We ain't got no more money. Y'all charge us an arm and a leg to bury my honey. We ain't got no more. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you one more time, Mr. Kendrick. If I don't see a child, I'm coming out there this evening to look at my honey tombstone. I'm coming out there. Now, if the date and the name ain't fixed, I promise you, so help me, I'm finna start digging up bodies, and if your ass is out there, I'm going to put you in one of them holes that I done dug up.
Man, I tell you what, Virgil, you're not going to put me in no hole, man. I'm trying to talk to you and tell you what the deal is and how we will get this fixed. Ain't nobody coming out here and digging up nothing. I have to call somebody to get it fixed.
I bet you I'm digging up a hole and I'm putting your in it if you don't fix my hand in the tombstone.
Then we both is going in the damn hole. That's what's going to happen.
We both going in there then. Because somebody, y'all done fixed, mess around and put the wrong date. Y'all done spelled my hand name wrong and everything. All of that.
Man, I don't even answer the damn phone. Let me get my uncle get it. Listen. Reggie.
What?
We're not gonna fix nothing. Me and you yelling at each other, we mean. We don't do this. Yelling at each other is not gonna fix the problem. I still have to do a step here. I have to look at this paperwork.
Where is you gonna look at it then?
Reggie, if you keep yelling at me, I don't even have time to even go over this paperwork. Every time I get ready to look at something, you yelling in my ear.
Okay, well, let me say this to you one more time. I'm coming. Matter of fact, I'm finna come out there right now. That's what I'm finna do.
You know what, Reggie? Come on in. I try to talk nice to your. Tell you what the do. I told you that this is a family business and you disrespect me. Man, you. You come out here, you ain't no cousin. We both going to the whole day. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now.
I'm going out there in just a minute.
You don't even know how to lift your
kid. You need to know that my is on my way. Because I guarantee you, y'all going to change.
I'm going to bring your in. Bring your you ain't your cousin. Who else the going to call? I dig up both 7 holes out this day.
I bet you when they get ready to spell Kendrick on the tombstone, I bet you they won't spell that wrong.
Oh, well, then, come on, you. You and your cousin.
Well, I got something else I need to tell you.
What the else you got to say?
I said that you listening to me, Kendrick.
What the you have to say, Reggie?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy. You just got pranked by your secretary with
yo.
You all right?
Man. You, Tommy. How about that? Damn.
Hey,
you got me, man. You got me, man. Man, I wasn't even supposed to be in here today. Damn, I knew something was funny.
Oh, man. You all right now?
Yeah, you got me, but I was going to dig a hole for your today, trying to tell you.
All right, hey, man, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is National Stupid Day, from my understanding, it's Friday. That's what he gave the title.
Tommy, you know what's cool about your funeral, man, and how you'll save money?
Come on,
make
me proud.
His casket can be white.
What?
All the kids' caskets is white. Cause
you're not going to baby bury me. No. You're not finna baby
bury me,
dog.
You don't need 6 paw bells. They're going to put a handle on. They're going to carry you down there like a basket.
This is too much.
I'm not going to be baby buried.
Yeah, they're going to close up like a briefcase.
Like a picnic basket.
Yeah, they're going to carry you down there with a handle on it.
Y'all going to bury
and
me
somebody
like a
somebody
going to
be skipping
man,
doing nursery rhymes.
They ain't going to baby bury me.
Tombstones.
We'll be back coming up another episode of Bad Acting Theater, The Chapmans, plus the Strawberry Letters on Deck. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Before we get to today's Strawberry Letter, and this letter is crazy, let me tell you that. It's a trip. But first, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has released her new book. It's called What Happened. In it, she explores, among other things, her thoughts on why she lost the election. Ms. Clinton says she takes responsibility for her loss, but adds there were other things at play as well. One of those things, the October 2016 announcement by FBI Director James Comey at the time about new evidence in the infamous email server investigation just two weeks before the election. I think we can all agree to that. In an interview on the Today Show, Clinton said, "I was just dumbfounded." She said, "I thought, what is he doing? The investigation was closed. I know there's no new evidence." She went on to say that Comey handled everything poorly and added, "I feel very strongly that he went way beyond his role in doing what he did." So she was none too pleased with that James Comey announcement.
Comey cost her the
election. He absolutely did.
Definitely.
I totally agree.
Well, he absolutely did.
On Fox, when the Giuliani sat there and told them, "We have something coming up that's big."
They knew it.
They knew ahead of time what Comey was going to say, and a day later, Comey dropped a bomb. That information was given to him. Mm-hmm. It was put there by their campaign people. They knew it was coming. Hillary Clinton made some mistakes in it, and in the whole thing, and Donald Trump is the president because of that. I'm not sure that he really ever intended to be president.
Not by the look on his face, there was no preparation.
You know, usually when you get into office, you've been thinking, okay, this is going to be my transitional cabinet. This is going to be, and it was just a lot of scuffling and hustling. And that's why we've had so many cabinet changes.
Yeah.
Because I think they put it together at the last minute.
Yeah.
And we've just been dealing with it, man. We've been just dealing with this whole mess.
He definitely does.
You throw that in, she blew it, the Comey thing blew it, the Russian
and you know what
interference
else?
Had something to do with
right.
it. They met with Russia about the information they had that could help the Trump campaign. All that's happened. Now, did they have an effect on the voting? I don't know. There's no evidence. Nobody said that.
Well, she still won the popular vote. Yeah.
That's all. But the popular vote, she won enough.
Yeah.
And that's what he's still upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still upset.
All right. We have to move on now. Time to get to the Strawberry Letter, Tommy.
All right. Let's get to it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you, the Strawberry Letter. It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. Strawberry Letter 23.
All right, here we go. You're crazy, Steve. Subject, what's to do? Hello, Steve, Shirley, and gang. I know the answer, but sometimes you have to hear it from someone else. Here it is. I have been in this relationship for 7 months. It is a good relationship up until April. That's when all hell broke loose. She was in a relationship for 8 years. She says it was hell on earth. She brought her problems forward into our relationship. Check this out. We got to go to bed when she's ready. I get the cookie on her time and the way she wanted and only in the bedroom. If I get mad or upset, it's stupid. No one's feelings matter but hers. If I go to the car, it's where are you going? She questions any cell phone calls I get, but I cannot question hers. If we go out to a city where we will not see people we know. After 7 months, we have not taken any pictures. Oh, and if we go out, I cannot touch her in any way. From October 08, I have shown her mad love 80%, but got back 40%. I know I got to cut my ties with her, but like I say, sometimes you got to hear it from someone else. All right, you already know. I mean, you said it in your letter. You know, so what are you doing? Get out of this mess. This woman has issues, clearly. But, you know, How did you get here? And what really went down? What exactly happened? I don't get that. And what does 8 years of her pure hell with someone else have to do with you? I mean, you didn't cause it. You weren't there. You know, she just has not let this situation go. She brought her old baggage of her old relationship for you to deal with in this relationship. And, you know, my question to you again is, have you tried to work it out before it got this bad? And if the answer is yes, I mean, what else can you do? You know, it seems like you've done everything. You know, when you get tired, you'll leave. She's got issues. This whole relationship has issues. Steve?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know on this one.
I need a drink.
I see you're pouring water.
It ain't water I need. Oh, sign what to do.
Mm-hmm. What's to do?
Hi, Steve, Shirley, and gang. Okay. When a man writes like that, I just want you all to know some love stuff here.
You got issues with that?
Hi, Steve, Shirley, and gang. Who talks like that?
Hi, gang.
She do.
No, it was written by
See,
a man.
See, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why they don't have you in this segment.
A man wrote it, Tommy.
Something negative. You would not say anything, though. It would be all right, though. But, you know, we try to keep you from saying something stupid.
No, you hired me to be stupid, then I can't say nothing stupid.
That is a point, Steve.
What was the point?
The point was you hired him to be stupid. Now he can't say anything stupid.
Make up your mind.
Pranks.
You're confused, Tommy. All right, back to the letter. We're digressing.
Young man, guy, gang, whoever you are, listen to me. Get out. There's danger signs in this letter, and I'm going to share it with you. Obviously, you're young and you don't see them. But here's the part. You have a problem with one part that you might not, you're going to have to get over this soon.
What?
Check this out. We go to bed when she ready. I get the cookie on her time and the way she want it. And no one's feeling matter but her. Okay? That's pretty much how it goes. Hate to knock your expectations down. But you can't get the cookie unless they give it to you. And they got to want to. I'm going to tell you right now, if they do it and they don't want to, you ain't even going to like it. Okay?
True.
So that's pretty much how it goes. Wrap your mind around that and go and have yourself a happy life. But you got bigger problems, though, and I'm going to share the line with you. After 7 months, we have not taken any pictures, and oh, if we go out, I cannot touch her in any way. That is the line we are focusing on when I come back. You can't take no pictures with her, and you can't touch her in any way. I will share with you why soon as we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, another episode of Bad Acting Theater with who? The Chapmans.
The Chapmans.
Yes. But come on, Steve.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let us have part two of your response to the
letter. Here it comes. This young guy wants to know what to do. He's been dating this woman, had a great relationship for 7 months. Mm. When all hell broke loose, she was in a relationship for 8 years. She said it was hell on earth. She brought her problems forward in our relationship. Check this out. We got to go to bed when she's ready. I get the cookie on her time and the way she want it, and only in the bedroom. If I get mad or upset, it's stupid. No one's feelings matters but hers. If I go to the car, it's where you going? She questions my cell phone calls I get. But I cannot question her. We go out in the city where we will not see people we know. After 7 months, we still have not taken any pictures. Oh, and if we do go out, I cannot touch her in any way.
Touch her. Okay, what does that mean, you said? I have an idea.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. Okay. And from October 8th, I've shown her mad love 80%, but only got back 40%. I know I got to cut my ties with her, but like I say, something you got to... Sometimes you got to hear it from someone else. Well, here's the deal. First of all, you do have to cut your ties because this is going nowhere. Let me tell you a couple of reasons why it's going nowhere. Number one, she's still in a relationship. That's number one. She's leading a double life.
Okay.
She cannot be seen with you in public showing any form of affection. There can be no photos of her.
Please, no photos, please.
She has a double photo.
Double Life.
Now, unless you're with Jennifer Lopez, who is famous, then really I don't get to know pictures and don't touch me. Yes. Unless she just can't stand your stupid behind. That could be it.
I think you're right.
But here is the thing you got to be worried about. We have not taken any pictures, and I cannot touch her in any way. Were you not listening in the letter? She said she was in a relationship that was hell on earth. That hell on earth she talking about, you put your hands on her and take a picture. And you're going to find out what the hell is she talking about.
Say that again.
You're going to find out what the hell is she talking about.
Got it.
Because, see, there's a man somewhere lurking, and she know he crazy. Mm. See, a woman ain't in hell on earth and just leave.
Yeah.
Them dudes is hard to leave. Hell-giving dudes is way ignorant. He is somewhere in the bushes. You're going to put your arms around him. He going to spring out them bushes and beat your ass. And you ain't going to know why you getting your ass whooped by this silverback. But this silverback going to come out the bushes and whoop your behind. Now, you going to get caught off guard because you young. You stupid. You trying to love or take pictures and a click, click. Come on, let's have a relationship. The silverback is going to come in there and bite both your elbows off. Steve. Whatever.
You know we got to go. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And I want to say thank you to everyone who joined me yesterday for our Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. Join me there every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much. New York Fashion Week is over. And Paris Week is coming up in about a couple of weeks or so, right? You and Jay already gave us some fashion tips for men, Steve. So we invited your lovely wife, Marjorie, to join us to talk about New York Fashion Week and to give us some of her fall fashion tips. You can also check out Marjorie's fashion blog, theladylovescouture.com. That's coming up.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did y'all just say what's coming up is the Bad Acting Theater?
To Chapman's. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to apologize.
For what?
For it.
Why? Because it's not good?
Before it's aired?
Me and Tommy want to apologize. The two professionals on the show.
Two professionals?
Obviously, the rest of y'all don't give a damn.
It's Bad Acting Theater.
No. It's worse than bad.
And worse, I'm the worst.
It's called Worse Acting Theater.
And you say and I'm the worst, right?
And Tommy's disappointed because, ladies, we just asking y'all. You can act bad, but could you pre-read your script before we do it?
They surely ain't going to do that, dog.
Whatever, it's bad acting.
It's better when you mess up.
No, it's not that. But she mess up and then try to fix it and then be talking about, oh, wait, hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, let me read that again.
I'm sorry.
You can't do that in the bad acting. It's bad acting. It ain't supposed to be bad reading.
So before we do this very bad.
You want us to work on it today? To get better?
Yes. But you just got the
script. Are we getting better or are we getting badder? What?
Are they getting better or are they getting worse, D?
It's badder or worse?
Badder. No, it's not. It's not.
Are they getting badder?
I've never seen you use a word that wasn't a word.
I had an artistic license right there.
It's getting badder?
That's not
badder is not a word?
I know that's not a word.
Are they getting badder,
guys,
Steve?
Badder is a word.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is a word.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not a word.
He badder than him.
Yeah.
That's a word. That's
not
a word.
Man, that jacket badder than the other one.
Worser is not a word. Worser is not a word.
Man, that white girl you had the last time was badder than the one you had before.
See, right
there. See, that's artistic license.
Oh, you giving him a pass?
That's slang.
I'm too old to be finding that information. I should have known.
Slang. Throwing you in something, Junior.
Yeah, batter is slang. Yeah.
Batter.
Mm-hmm. Batter. No.
That bad booty, or batter. Than the other booty.
Yeah, that's slang.
Who got the batter booty?
Batter can be good. Yeah.
Okay, so what were you saying, Steve? We were really bad.
Yeah, and you Shirley,
what?
It's bad acting, not bad reading. You
I
don't
never
read.
Anything on your nerves. All right. I'm gonna do better today.
I want it bad.
Watch her
but
intro
Jay,
before
Jay's
she.
But Jay's the writer. He wants it
but
bad.
But you gonna intro before we intro, and it's already the intro. But go ahead. Watch.
Look, oh, mama's boy.
The actor on the
Look,
show.
Look, mama's boy. Get all right, so we're going to get it together. We're going to really be bad today. But we're going to be.
Are you
going to
proofread, Shirley?
Shirley, look at your script. Look at your script.
No, I'm going to
look at mine.
I'm not.
You want to go over your lines real quick?
Okay.
No.
See, Jay, see, you insult the writer, Tommy, when you do that. You should know that as an actor.
No. Then we would have...
And don't worry about Steve's nerves, because everything gets on Steve's nerves.
Everything gets on his nerves.
He's been on one today.
Oh, today, especially.
Today?
All right. Coming up at 41 after the hour, another episode of Bad Acting Theater, The Chapmans.
Badder than last week.
With a bad narrator.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Marjorie Harvey will be our special guest as New York Fashion Week is wrapped up. Plus, we'll talk to Marjorie about fall fashion, all that. She'll give us some tips. But first... it's time.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
You want me put to action. I love it.
As a writer, you should be. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater with your host and narrator, me, Shirley Strawberry. In last week's episode, everybody effed up, and I mean everybody. Even the sound man missed his cue. There's a knock on the door. I guess the sound effects guy is not paying attention. Junior messed up.
I'm gonna ask to go ask Dad if you real mom.
Go ahead, that's good.
I'm gonna go ask Dad.
KK definitely messed up and used the phrase nailed it, but she didn't.
Yeah, I guess you didn't listen to that last week's episode.
Nailed it.
It was as if no one read the script, and I mean no one.
Well,
we don't get it till the day.
I like mine to be fresh. You know,
first time like it's a real movie.
It's not real movie.
This is not real.
You wrote that in
there. Okay, everybody, settle down. With all that being said, let's get into this week's episode. Frenchie, George Wallace, who is played by Tommy, complimented Earl on his shameless plug.
Man, that's the best news I've had since I heard Steve Harvey got a new talk show called Steve. Check your local listen to find out what time it comes on, or you can set your VCR.
Man, now that's what I call a shameless plug right there.
Earl accepted the compliment and did it again.
Steve Harvey's got a new talk show called Steve on NBC. He'll be playing Harvey's Hundreds, where he gives away money to lucky audience members, and he'll interview guests like Jay Leno, Ice Cube, Chelsea Handler, Jordan Sparks, Marlon Wayans. It's a nighttime show that comes on in the daytime.
All right, now you're all caught up. Let's talk about what's happening this week. Frenchie, George Wallace, played by Tommy, is talking to Earl about how to get rid of Chester, also played by Tommy. And since this is radio, let's listen in on their conversation.
All right, now listen to me. Here's what I want you to do to get rid of that boy.
Really? For real? Do you even like the boy?
See, since this is radio, we really can't let you hear the plan. That's probably because the writer really hasn't come up with one yet.
Well, I got something.
Now, if you've really been keeping up with the show, you know 2 weeks ago, KK killed Beauregard. Through the magic of radio, now we can take you to the funeral, where Reverend Adenoid is speaking.
We are gathered here today.
No, not Beauregard. He was my friend. Who killed Beauregard? Who shot him? Why is he dead?
Excuse me, miss, excuse me. This is not Beauregard's funeral. This is Sister Willis's funeral. Beauregard's funeral. Is at 4 o'clock. This is a 2 o'clock service. Please get yourself together.
Oh, my bad.
Once again, because of the magic of radio, we cut to the 4 o'clock service for Beauregard.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock service. Someone interrupted me at the 2 o'clock service. It should have been there. It was so disgusting. Anyone who would like to come up and say some kind words about Beauregard before we move on?
Earl.
I saw the waiting on the music you hear, promise.
No, the music comes at the end.
No, you said not to talk until the music comes on, so I was holding my breath. I would like to say some kind words about Beauregard. we were arch enemies. He tried to steal my Polk Ryan business and run me out of business. Had it done that, it would have made it so that my family and I, we'd have starved to death. But I'm no really one to hold a grudge. I have a little something I've prepared. Want to hear it? Here it go.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today
for a bit of bad news.
I won't be able to see you anymore. And since this is our last day together,
Earl,
I want to remember you just like this.
Earl.
Let's just say goodbye.
Join us next week for the Chapmans.
Pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Oh, that sucked. Bad.
That was
disgusting.
That was pretty
that
bad.
Was horrible.
I think you missed your monologue.
Wow. Okay.
Perfect.
Right. Do you know perfect. All this time I thought you were Beauregard, Steve? I didn't realize you were Earl. Earl.
You thought he was Beauregard? You know, you're the most. How you gonna narrate something and don't know who you narrate?
I got the names mixed up.
Oh my God.
Okay, we'll be back.
You thought Steve Parr was dead? But he talked.
I got the names mixed up, another character.
Yeah. Worst narrator.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is the end of New York Fashion Week. Celebrities, models, designers celebrated the best in fashion. And right now, we're going to talk about fall fashion tips and more. So we would like you to do the honors, darling, and introduce your lovely, lovely guest.
Joining us now.
Make it big,
is a
baby.
Woman for me who needs no introduction.
Wow.
But for those of you, she is a mother. She has been spotted sitting on the front row at many of the fashion industry's most exclusive shows. From New York to Paris to Milan to Sicily. She has a natural eye for beauty, glamour, elegance, and style. You can check out her fashion blog, theladylovescouture.com. Please welcome to the show. The reason I wake up in the morning and breathe the fresh air I breathe, the sunshine of my life.
Yes, Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marjorie Harvey!
Yes.
Damn it, Marjorie Harvey!
Sexual chocolate.
Marjorie!
Hey, good morning, Marjorie.
Good
welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone?
Great, great.
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Marjorie.
We know you.
That's a new voice. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, Marjorie, welcome to the show. You know we always love when you're here. We love your style, your fashion sense, all of that. And New York Fashion Week was this past week, and then Paris Fashion Week is in a couple of weeks, and we know you will be there front and center.
Yes.
Please tell us about this fashion. Okay, so why do you think, we'll start it this way, why do you think fashion is so important?
Well, you know, in my opinion, it's just a way to express. It's another way to express yourself, you know, when especially when people don't really know who you are. That's the first thing that people see is what you have on. And, you know, it's unfortunate that people size each other up like that. But, you know, it's a way for you to express yourself, though, through fashion.
I couldn't agree with you more. So tell us the biggest fashion trend this fall.
Oh, well, first off, this fall, white boots, booties,
yes,
are really going to be very popular. The color red is going to be very popular. Of course, athletic wear, you know, baby, we are mixing and matching everything.
Baby, baby, hold on a second. I got to calm Jay down because when you said white booties was going to be here. The booties is a short.
Yes, Jay. Jay.
Go ahead, baby. He
no,
got
no, no, Jay. White booties and booties.
Booties good. Why
well, was just white, Jay?
Just white.
I can't stand it.
Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
Well, just booties in general, but the white booties are going to be very popular.
Okay, yeah, I see them around. I see them in all the fashion magazines, all the stores.
Those
you're right.
Those are going to be very hot this season.
Okay. All right. So give us some tips on dressing fashionable on a budget. Something, you know, for our audience, the women in our audience.
Well, the thing of it is, the saying, fake it till you make it, is so true. And, you know, imitation sometimes is a great form of flattery, I said. So a lot of times there are a lot of knockoffs. You know, the fashions that you see going down the runway are basically what inspires everything. So a lot of times you can see what's going down the runway. You can look at the magazines, at the fashionistas, what they're wearing. And you can go to stores and find things that are very similar to that without breaking the bank.
That's true.
You know,
I like
and
that.
I think that's probably your best bet. And then you know what looks good on your body. I think oftentimes we take fashion way too seriously.
Yeah.
I like to wear what makes me feel good.
I think most women do. We dress how we feel.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know,
what are the fellas? What are the fellas wearing this year, Amarch?
She don't do fellas fashion.
Well,
hey, baby,
you know,
hold on one second.
Baby, hold on one second.
It's stupid Friday, Margie. Sorry.
Don't talk to your damn nephew.
I have to talk to Tommy because I need Tommy to see. Steve Harvey, y'all should have him on the cover of GQ. Everything. That's
right.
That's it.
Say,
you see him?
Talk
if you can you, duplicate
babe.
Any part of that, there you go.
Lift him up.
You winning in, Tommy. You see him every day. You sit next to him.
Baby,
yes, man.
The stuff
yes,
I right. wear don't come in his size, so he can't get a lot of the stuff I have.
Stop so just, where do they sell it, Steve, in his size?
Hey, Oshkosh.
Well, Baby Gap got some stuff.
Hey, Junior, you be quiet when family talking, him.
I just tell where you can get stuff at.
Junior Gap.
All right, well, back to
it.
So, Marjorie, you know the debate. Coming out of the Midwest and the East and everything, you know, you're not supposed to wear white before Memorial Day or after Labor Day. Now, does that rule still hold true? You just said white boots are in this fall.
No.
So,
the good thing about fashion is all the traditional rules are gone. They're out the window.
Lovely.
They're out the window. And winter white has been popular. Now, I can't tell you how many seasons. So no, that old rule is totally gone. And you're going to see a lot, like I said, white booties are huge.
Yes.
But I like white coats. I think when I go this season, I think one of the looks that I am going to be wearing is going to be a winter white look. So I think white is still very, very much very fashionable.
Okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've learned a lot, Marjorie. Please, please give us your Instagram and your all your social media so we can follow you.
It's Marjorie_Harvey.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's my personal Instagram, The Lady Loves Couture. And also, one thing I want to tell you guys, too, as far as my bags are concerned, you can get those on theladylovescouture.com.
And
Jackie like one of these bags?
At a great price point, too, Marjorie.
Absolutely.
At a great price point.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
If not, I need to send you guys some. Do y'all have them?
I've seen them, but I don't have one.
Okay, so all of you all, I'm going to send the collection to you and Carla.
Okay. Thank you, Marjorie. Well, we want you to travel safely. We will be watching for you at Paris Fashion Week. And thank you, as always, for your fashion tips, Marjorie. We love you, girl.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Serena Williams. Congratulations again to Serena Williams, new mommy. She shared the first picture of her baby daughter and revealed the child's name. Serena and her fiancé, Alexis Ohanian, welcomed the arrival of their daughter earlier this month, and Serena spent a week in the hospital due to some complications. Yesterday, Serena shared a picture of the baby on Instagram and announced her full name, Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr.
Okay.
A girl named Junior. I love it.
I saw that.
Yeah. Right.
That's the baby's name?
Uh-huh. Alexis Olympia Ohanian
Jr. She served it up, didn't she?
Yeah, it was the love match.
That was ignorant, wasn't it? That was pretty ignorant. Mm-hmm.
That was bad acting.
Yeah.
That was just ignorant.
The good news is Serena is said to be doing well and hopes to return to the tennis court in time for the Australian Open in January.
Oh, that's soon. Oh,
yeah. Wow. And if she's anything like Janet Jackson, OMG. These women can pop these babies out and get those bodies back in no time. I am not mad. Okay, well, I am a little. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. I'm a little. Right, it took me years. Sheridan will be 21 next month. It took me years to get rid of my baby
weight.
Having
a baby, then getting right back into it.
Yeah, you know,
my baby's 9. I'm still struggling, surely.
Yeah,
so,
the snatchback bodies. I love them. I love them. Yes. But, you know, Serena was always in shape. She exercises. She plays tennis.
She's an athlete. Time, right?
And, yeah, mm-hmm. And then Janet dances her butt off. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
In shape.
Yeah, because Tommy said she was like a 2 or 4 when she came to the play
still
the other night.
I don't believe he saw Janet Jackson. I still don't believe it.
He saw Jan.
What Johnny Gill said.
Johnny Gill said
he
saw
Melvin Gill. Jackson.
Yeah.
Confirmed it, y'all. He was on the show a couple hours ago.
He was on the show, but he, you know.
I don't. They worked together.
He said Jan.
He calls her Jan. Yeah. Yeah. You know they're close.
Don't believe nothing he's saying.
No.
Yeah. Well,
Now, I'm about to say, first of all, the other problem is Johnny is friends with Tommy.
That's a bad decision right there.
They're in a play together.
That don't make them friends.
I know.
I think they're friends.
Look at me and Jim.
Yeah. We do jokes together, but we ain't friends.
You write on Steve's talk show together. You're in the same room together. You're on this show together.
Yeah, but we ain't friends.
Sick and die.
Sick and die. Sick and die.
Y'all not friends? Y'all don't consider yourselves friends?
Nah.
We take any opportunity to do the other person at all times.
Just dunk on them, Junior.
To insult the other person. Yeah.
That's like what friends do. I hate to tell you this, guys, but that's what friends do.
I'm going to tell you, like the other day, mm-hmm. Jay was having a reminiscent moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, you know, back in the day, I had to go across country.
I came from Atlanta to here.
Yeah.
And the fool said.
Yeah, by horseback. And that's talent. All them campfires he sat across.
Oh, this is an age gap discussion going on right here.
No, even if we were the same, if I was his age, I wouldn't like him.
Really? That's funny, Jay.
Surely there's something about him you like, Jay, and vice versa, Junior.
No.
You thought about it? Junior, something good you can say about Jay?
His time left here is not long.
You guys, that's all you can come up with.
That's all I got. I don't really know him.
But you guys are getting to know each other, Jay.
No, we're not. No, we're not at all. No.
No.
Yeah, just knowing that he can go any minute is such a joy. Such a joy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. This is crazy, right? Okay, we'll be back right after this. Oh, my God. Where's the love?
Amen.
It ain't in this room.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, your talk show's doing well. You've had some incredible guests. Today is no different. From Dancing with the Stars, your special guest will be Judge Carrie Ann Inaba.
I love her.
I'm sure she has a lot to talk about, and maybe she'll invite you finally to be a contestant on Dancing with the Stars.
I've been invited.
Year. You don't want to do it?
I'm not doing that, though.
Maybe she can convince you
today.
Don't give a damn. This star like to dance with his checks.
They pay you, don't they? They pay you on the show.
Hey, I can't stop my hustle. So I done created a little empire over here. I got to go to work.
Yeah.
I have contractual obligation.
Uh-huh.
I can't not call in talking about I'm dancing. I'm down the street dancing.
Yeah, you on the net.
Yeah, well, you better dance your ass back over here and honor this contract.
Steve, well, she's on the show.
Is it the job, though, or is it, is it the job or is it the judging that you're concerned about?
Well, you can't judge me. What I can't do is go to practice all damn week, then you give me a four.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Well, it's going to be a problem for you. Yeah. Because I don't accept judge. I'll get enough of that.
But they're the experts, so they have to give. They
can't
judge
dance.
You based.
Huh? Yes, no, they can. Right.
They
all of
can.
Carrie all Ann of them can dance.
No, they can't.
Carrie Ann used to be a fly girl on In Living
Who?
Color.
Carrie Ann back in
used
the
to be a fly girl.
I believe all that. I believe all
and
that.
And she can do
what
ballroom.
Is the fofo?
Well, maybe you just didn't bring it in that particular routine, and they had
well,
to
maybe
give
they
you
wasn't
a four.
Good dancers. Yeah.
Well, you know what then? Well, you know, maybe I just don't need to be on damn show. How about that?
Well, she is going to be on your show, so fix your attitude, mister.
No. I've already done it. We had a great time.
Oh, you taped it already.
What you yeah, Dance with the Stars. I'm a star in it.
No, yes you are, sir. Yes you
That's
are.
I thought you should be on the show too. Yay.
Yeah, you gotta be on there, Steve. It's coming. Okay. And then Monday, you're going to have our girl, NeNe Leakes, on the show.
Ooh, love NeNe.
Hey, NeNe.
She's so rich.
So you're doing
when,
it.
When is NeNe going to be on the show?
She's going to be on your show Monday, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
No. But the good thing is the show is doing well. Like I said, you've had some stellar guests. I love Martin. Oh, my goodness. That was a great
hey, man,
show.
Martin got an ovation, man. That was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, incredible.
They showed Martin a lot of love.
They yeah, did. The they two really did. Most incredible ovations was Martin and Mayweather.
Hey, oh, yeah, Floyd Mayweather, yeah. Oh,
man. Dog, they let Mayweather have it.
They did.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't do that. You had a guy over there making you clap.
Right.
Plus, he's short. Him. You can't see him no one.
Ruby.
Yeah. He was trying to make him clap, but can't nobody see
his They just see his fingernail waving up in the
yeah.
air.
Yeah.
So check your local listings for Steve's new show. It's simply called Steve.
I love it.
You're famous. Really famous.
You sure, your name when you're more famous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure Oprah, mm-hmm. Ellen.
Next
yeah.
show going to be called what, Steve?
Cher.
All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show with just one more thing right after these jams.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go with just one more thing. Last break of the day. Good morning so far. We've had a fun morning today. Your
yeah.
wife Marjorie was on the show. Johnny mm-hmm. Gill
oh, yeah,
was on
Johnny
the show.
Gill. Still.
Great.
Yeah.
The Chapmans.
Johnny Gill was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tommy had a point to prove, okay?
I still don't believe it.
I don't either.
After Johnny Gill.
Hang on, Johnny Gill confirmed it.
They worked together.
Ain't nobody take a picture of Jackie.
Nobody. Said that though.
All them damn phone cameras in there. Yeah. Ain't nobody got a picture of Janet
Carla
at the damn place.
You ain't seen Janet in 5 years. You ain't take a picture?
But
give me a break.
Tommy said he didn't want to come off as a groupie, a Janet
what
groupie.
Else is he?
What else is he? He ain't a star.
I don't care if they call me a groupie if Janet in here.
He, Shirley.
I'm just saying
that. Oh, so you don't think he is.
See,
oh, you know that's what we're going to go with.
I know.
Okay, you know when he get here, you know
yeah,
when he get here, that's what we going to do.
I already
Tommy.
Know.
Tommy.
Guess what? Oh,
yeah, what Shirley said. Yeah.
You ain't a star, you a loser.
Yeah. You got to take a picture with Janet
short.
If she's in the room. Come on.
Man.
That's like Jesus Christ showing up and you don't take a selfie. Jesus, can I get a selfie?
You saw Jesus and you didn't get your camera.
Man. You saw the Lord himself.
And you didn't take a
and
picture.
You didn't take
and
a
you
selfie.
And you know Tommy come back like, well, guess who came to the show? The Lord. Did you take a picture with him?
No.
I was too scared.
Yeah. I was too scared. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't want to come across as a groupie.
Yeah. So you saw the Lord.
No, no, no. I ain't take a picture with him. I ain't want nobody to think I was a Christian.
Yeah, I was a Christian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you mean, Debbie, you saw the Lord and you ain't asked for no hype.
You comedians go way over that.
Oh, yeah, we go hard in the paint, Joe.
Yes,
we
you
go
do.
Hard in the paint.
But on everything,
on
Jay,
the Lord?
Yeah.
Man, if you'd have been at the Def Jam reunion,
uh-huh.
Good Lord have mercy.
It
I was backstage
hard, it went hard, huh?
with Sid, Tracy Morgan, Chappelle, Cat Williams. Who else? Quake.
Uh-huh.
And boy, let me tell you something. Them jokes back there.
Rough.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all would have wanted to fight.
They was in there stained each other.
Dog. They go hard in the paint.
But comedians can't take them though. Could you guys?
No, no, no.
You guys can't take them, but you can't.
No, no, no. Well, in that room, you got to, because you know we all in there.
Oh, you can't show that you can't, that you're mad. You just have to. Yeah.
Well, in there is different, but outside we have a different reaction. You don't do it in front of nobody.
Oh, oh.
In front of the public.
Now, you know, if we out there amongst ourselves, you know, we know we got it coming.
How bad they light into you, huh?
Yeah, that's what
well,
I want to know.
It's
kind
of hard lighting to you, boy.
Yeah.
Yes. I kind of got, I get Godfather privileges in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
One of the OGs. They ain't going to light in on Chappelle.
Yeah.
They ain't going to do say
also it. Also the legend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, the ones that's been in the game, they ain't going to say nothing to Martin.
Yeah.
You understand? You can't. But the, everybody under that,
yeah. Chucky Duck
blast him.
Dog.
Hamburger.
Chucky Duck and Hamburger got it. They messing with Katzen over in that corner.
What's up,
damn,
Chucky?
Chappelle crazy ass. You think he going to make it? Ooh, man. Look at him.
Come on,
Man, we going to scream.
You think he going to make it?
Think he going to make it? Look at
Come
him.
Come on, look at him.
So is that what you guys, as comedians, look forward to? Other guys that make you laugh? Other comedians that can make
yeah,
you laugh?
Comedians like to be around. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. But there's definitely a pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's fun.
It's definitely, you could feel it in the room, because ain't no need of you coming over there, cracking hard. Because, you know, it's really not, what you going to say tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
He has a very large bank account.
Yeah.
So whatever yes, you're talking about, we're going to end up talking about this money.
Yeah.
And then you're going to lose.
Your contribution to the cause.
Come on, man.
Yeah, because it's going to go joke, money, and you out.
Right.
You out. You lose.
Right. Right.
He's so humble, though. Wow. Yeah,
no, I heard,
humility.
I heard, and I can't tell you who it was from.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What?
Somebody was messing with Chappelle. Uh-huh. Chappelle told the dude, what you need to do is get your underprivileged ass away from me.
Underprivileged
ass? Now,
you all do go hard.
Dog.
You
gotta
go hard.
Dog.
Think.
Dog. And he just walked away. Yeah. Chappelle, what you think? Mm. Chappelle looked at him and looked him up and down. And then, you know, man, you just can't. At one point in time, you know, we all know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, like you can come and say, somebody, I can't tell you who this was. dude came to me and said, man, what was you thinking when the president asked you to come up there? I wouldn't have went up there. Uh-huh. I said, he don't know your broke ass. He walked away.
Like I said, joke, money.
He walked away.
He walked away.
Because he was trying to come hard. He had a little, he had told some people, I'm going to go over here and say something to him. Mm-hmm. He was a little half nobody ass dude. He walked up to me. He said it. Man, I don't know what you did. I don't know why you went up there. I wouldn't have went up there. I said, he don't know you with your broke ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then joke over.
Yeah. The game over.
How does it go again,
you shut it down.
Joke, yeah. Money. It's over with.
Boom.
And it's hard to follow broke ass when you are a broke ass.
Yes.
Yeah. When everybody know it, too.
Chappelle said, hey, man, you need to get your underprivileged ass away from me.
Underprivileged, though.
Yeah.
So there's an elite class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
there's
a
certain
trickles
respect
down.
That
yeah.
you get when you walk
yeah.
into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got to be there. And, you know, look.
You pay the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's guys in there. Okay, yeah, they kind of messing with us on social media. Yeah, yeah. But we on social media because we relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. September 26th is when you can see the 25th anniversary of Def Jam. We got to go, Steve. Take
Hey, y'all have yourself a great weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Woo. It's finally here. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Claim it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.